This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. We spend a lot of time talking about how the economy affects all Americans. It's been a rough few years, and families young and old often struggle with the decision of whether or not to ask for help from the government. Right now, tens of millions of people rely on food stamps and school lunch programs. And a new survey out from Gallup shows one in five Americans has struggled at some point this past year to put food on the table.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Joining us now to talk about the survey is Frank Newport. He's the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he's here for our regular attitude check to learn what Americans really think about things. Good to talk to you again, Frank.
Good to be with you.
So talk to us about the question that interviewers asked here about buying food and what the response was.
Yeah, it's a fascinating question, actually one that we have asked in countries around the world, and we track it daily here in the U.S. And basically, we ask respondents, and amongst other questions, has there been at least one time in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to buy the food that you or your family need? And overall, 18% of Americans so far this year, first half of this year, said yes, there has been at least one time. So a lot of Americans are struggling out there across this country.
The report also does point out some pretty stark regional differences, and we will put a map of that on our website at marketplace.org. But where are folks struggling the most?
If you look at the map, it's right across the southern tier of the U.S. The single state where it's highest is Mississippi. 25%, that is one out of four Mississippi residents, tell us over the last year there's been at least one occasion when they've struggled to have enough money to buy food. Following that are Alabama, Delaware, Georgia, Nevada, those states that I mentioned. All of those have above 20% who say they've struggled to be able to buy food.
Anywhere in the country where it's not an issue?
Well, you know, I keep mentioning this state, and it's North Dakota. A lot of our indices of consumer confidence, of job creation, you know, we all know you've seen the pictures of all the huge oil and gas boom repercussions going on up in North Dakota. Well, it certainly means that there are fewer people struggling to buy food. It's 10% in North Dakota. The other states where it's quite low are up there around North Dakota, kind of in that upper Midwest, South Dakota and Wisconsin, Minnesota, Montana.
You know, I'm curious, just if you could lift the curtain for us on something. When pollsters have to ask this question of the people who they're calling up, what's it like for them to get the answer of yes, I have had trouble putting food on the table?
Well, it can certainly be sad for an interviewer because basically they're hearing the respondent on the other end of the phone telling them that things are not going right at all in their life. And this isn't the only question we ask along these lines. We ask if you had medical problems, you currently have medical problems, and of course, a lot of people are suffering in that dimension as well. But you know, our interviewers probably have the biggest problems or reactions when we ask political questions, because that's where, instead of just being sad, respondents come back with very strong emotions on both sides of it, both sides of the equation. And our interviewers have to say, all right, I've got your answer down. Time to go on to the next question.
Your data also suggest that this issue of hunger is going to get worse later this year. Why is that?
Well, the drought, as we know, has caused problems in the farming and agriculture sector of this country, even including things like not enough water in the Mississippi for barges full of food to go down the river. So the anticipation is by experts that the price of food is going to go up, not down into the fall and into the winter. And, of course, if that's the case, it's likely that we'll have even more Americans who say, I just don't have enough money to buy food.
Frank Newport is the editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he's been joining us for our weekly attitude check. Frank, thanks so much.
Thank you.